This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello, and thank you for downloading the USEA's official podcast. This is episode 244, and I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we're going to be hearing from the Young Event Horse Champions, both from the East Coast and West Coast. The four-year-old champion from the East Coast was Courtney Cooper, and the five-year-old was Jenny Brannigan. And from the West Coast, Amber Levine and Allison Hartenberg won the four-year-old and five-year-old championships, respectively. And so we begin with the West Coast champions, the four-year-old championship, as I said, which was won by Amber Levine and her Dutch warm-blood gelding Keep Calm by Biscayo out of Beauty. And it was a bumper day for Amber. She dominated that class, taking the top three places. And with her champion who proved he could keep calm, they scored 86.27. Congratulations. That was quite a day or show for you, totally sweeping the board there. But obviously, you must be thrilled to win the championship, weren't you?
Absolutely. All of our young horses were very, very good in the championships. It was quite exciting.
Yeah, what a thrilling day for you, as I said. Now, winning that four-year-old championship is pretty special in any horse's career. What does it actually mean to you?
I think it's a great stepping stone, at the start of their career with only being 4 years old. It's kind of been the goal for our young horses was working towards this for the end of the year and to do the championships and then essentially have a couple weeks off and to aim for the five-year-old championships next year.
A bright future ahead already. I like the way you're looking ahead to come back and win the five-year-olds next year. But let's talk a little bit about his his story, Amber, because you got him as a two-year-old already as a Dutch warmblood from the breeder, was it? You bought him in Holland?
Yes. So the breeder of my big horse, Carry On, Martin, he found me on Facebook a few years ago and has followed Carry On's career from there and reached out and invited Andrea and myself to come to Holland and just, show us some horses and introduce us to some of his friends. And so we took him up on the offer and we went, and one of the first horses we saw was Keep Calm. And when they brought him out and told us his name was Keep Calm and my other horse's name is Carry On, it was definitely something that, immediately it was like, well, we have to buy him just based on the name alone.
Exactly.
But the fact that as a two-year-old, he was incredibly athletic and quite stunning. So he in fact, stayed there until May of this year, and they gelded him. And a friend of Martin's backed him and took him to some little jumper shows there before they sent him over, which was great.
Right. So you didn't have to worry about breaking him in. Now, what was it then when you first saw him, apart from the name there, Amber? Because often we look at a horse for the first time and we like their temperament or we like their rideability or the way they just look at us. What was it for you?
Definitely the look of him. I definitely don't think I have a type. All of our horses look so incredibly different. But he just had that very classic uphill, definitely did not look like a two-year-old, because at two they can be quite ugly at times. But he was in a very good stage of two where he was incredibly uphill, very athletic looking. He could move. We saw him free jump. And it was just so incredibly easy for him. So he definitely had a certain look to him.
So when you got him here in the spring, did you always have this goal in mind to take him to the four-year-old championships then, Amber? And then is that how you prepared with him through the season? Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, that was the goal for all three of the four-year-olds, was essentially to... especially once he came over, he was under saddle. He was jumping a course. They had taken him to some little, they do these four-year-old jumper shows on Monday nights in the area that he was in. So he had gone to a bunch of those. So he was kind of ready to go cross-country schooling. He's super brave, so he very much understood the concept. Do a couple beginner novices, do a novice or two, school up a little at home and be ready to go. And that was kind of the goal in mind for all three of them, with that being kind of their big year-end goal.
Right. And obviously leading into this competition, he must have given you a good feeling that that filled you with confidence going in then. Talk a little bit about that, how he showed up on the day.
He's a very consistent horse. He's not temperamental, or he definitely acts wiser beyond his years than a normal 4-year-old, where he comes out, he really likes to work. He likes to please, he likes to jump. He's super brave. So, as a rider, instills a lot of confidence in you, knowing that at the championships, they can have training level questions, they can have bigger fences, and all of that. And knowing that he was going to just enjoy the task, essentially, which is what he did.
What did he tell you about, his potential then coming out of that? What were your biggest takeaways from the championship with him?
That he's ready to, first have his break, and next year, definitely ready to, run a novice and go training level and look towards the championships at the end of next year. The scope and the ability that he showed in the championships this year.
And how much jumping will he now do then? Going into the winter, will he have a break now?
Yeah, so all three of them are having 30 days off. They're all out in paddocks and hanging out for 30 days. And then they'll come back in. Essentially, I go to Ocala with my two horses for the jockey club. So when I come back from that, the upper-level horses will go out and the babies will come back in and start working a little through the winter. And then kind of January 1st, more hit the ground running then.
Right. Are you looking ahead to the spring and what that might look like for him?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We usually go cross-country schooling January, February, probably run a novice or two, and then look to go training level and do the trek to Rebecca Farm with him this year, and to get him a little more exposed to things, and then look for the finals next year.
So is he a keeper?
Absolutely.
Do you know at this point in your mind, Amber, if this is a long-term keeper, if this is one that's going to take you all the way up through the levels?
That's the hope. Obviously you never know until you get there. But the hope is to definitely, keep producing him and see what he wants to do. And if at any point he kind of shows that this, he really likes a certain level and doesn't want to move on from there, then we'll find him a great home at that level. But as of right now, he shows all the potential and qualities to be a keeper for sure.
Well, fabulous. Well, again, congratulations on winning that title with him, and what a marvelous accomplishment to put on his CV. And I guess we should say keep calm and carry on, really.
Yes, absolutely.
Super. Well, thanks for coming on the show. And again, congratulations on winning the championship, Amber.
Great. Thank you so much.
And the 5-year-old West Coast Championship went to Alison Hartenberg with her off-the-track thoroughbred gelding, Mucho Mi Gusto, by Macho Uno out of Ghost Keeper. He fell short on the racetrack with very modest earnings, but his talent clearly shone through when he captured the championship title with a score of 88.47. Hi, Alison. Well, first of all, congratulations. You must be a very proud mum of your pony.
Thank you. Yes, I am. I'm just over the moon with him.
And he has an interesting story, Macho, doesn't he? Because he didn't do too shabby as a racehorse before you got him.
Yeah, he ran a couple times, couple times on turf, couple times on dirt. His results were kind of a mixed bag. He had some successes and some not so successful races.
Well, you found him through a rehab program, didn't you?
Yeah, I found him through a rehoming agency called Second Stride, that's based in Kentucky. And I was looking for a client horse and had inquired about a different horse that they had.
And when was that? When did you actually find him?
This was in December of 2017.
What did you like about him? Why was he the chosen one?
She sent me a photo of his confirmation and a couple of videos of him trotting in a round pen so I could see him move. And I just thought he was a very well put together 3-year-old, and I liked the way he moved. And I really didn't need another project horse, but I just had a really good gut feeling about him, so I decided to go for it.
And what was his temperament like then? Hey, obviously, that counts for a lot. What did you like about his temperament, and how is he evolving now that he's learning his new job?
Well, it's interesting. You know, his temperament on the track was pretty difficult from what I have learned from his trainer. Was actually pretty aggressive, and she had a hard time finding people that wanted to work with him, riders and grooms that wanted to work with him. And when I got him, he was still kind of difficult on the ground. So I just gave him some time to let down, turned him out with some other geldings. And then I started doing some groundwork with him and getting to know him a little bit better. And his personality has definitely changed a lot. He's become much more comfortable in his own, his job, and much more comfortable with me. You know, I think we're friends now, and he can be very affectionate now, which is really sweet, which was not something that was, I think, part of his life before he came to me.
And what did you do with him then when you first started showing him? Tell us a little bit about his early career with you.
So right after I got him, I was living in Colorado. My husband's in the Air Force. So the Air Force moved us to California. We actually got the news the night that I brought him home, which is kind of an unexpected move. And so he had kind of that spring. I picked him up on New Year's Day, and that spring he kind of had time turned out, and then I rode him very lightly before we left Colorado. I really properly restarted him after we got to California in May, and I started doing the young event horse 4-year-olds with him then, and I hadn't done the young event horse before, but I found the format to be really young horse friendly, and I thought that every time I took him out to one of the young event horse shows that I came home with a more confident young horse than I left with, so I really liked that. And I also did some horse trials and some schooling shows with him locally, and so that's kind of how he got his start last year. And then this year we've done a bit more traveling. We went up to Rebecca Farm in Montana this year and did well, and have been pretty competitive at training level in our area this year, as well as doing the young event horse.
And what have you found then to be his strengths and weaknesses and the challenges that you have to adapt him to eventing, Allison?
I think his strengths are he's a very physically athletic young horse. And he, you know, once we have developed our relationship, he really tries hard for me, really wants to please. His weaknesses are, you know, similar to any young horse, keeping him on task and focused, and managing his teenage boy emotions sometimes.
What are the areas that you feel you really have to work on? And certainly this year, of course, you're going to be moving up a level. And now you've got him to this point. Talk a little bit about what you've learned and what you're finding to be the next challenges with him.
I think the biggest thing is just continuing to make him really confident in his job. You know, it's a big responsibility producing young horses and keeping them confident, but also keeping them appropriately challenged. And so just listening to the pace that he's ready to progress at, and, you know, kind of taking it step by step with him, making sure that he understands what he's being asked, and he's ready for the next challenges that are coming his way.
Has he given you any surprises then? I mean, or was going into this competition in that five-year-old division, was he going so well that you had high expectations of him?
He has been going quite well lately. I've been very pleased with him, especially late this season since Rebecca Farm. But, you know, we were in such amazing company in this competition with the you know, world-class riders and horses. I really was pleasantly surprised at our result. I think that, you know, any of the horses there were certainly good enough to come home with, you know, a blue ribbon, but Mucho was just the one that kind of put all the pieces together on that day and ended up pulling it out of the bag.
What a lovely surprise then for you. So what would you say your biggest takeaways then from this? What did he teach you?
What did he teach me? I think he teaches me every day. You know, I try to take something away from every ride that I have on all of the horses in our program. I think that one of the biggest things that Mucho has taught me is just to be patient and trust in the process and, you know, reward all of the small victories and try to ignore the undesirable things. And before you know it, you have more of the desirable than the undesirable.
Obviously, that was special to win that championship, but also you won the Thoroughbred Incentive Program Award there for the highest scoring Jockey Club registered horse in the competition. What does all of that mean to you with this partnership?
You know, I'm really a Thoroughbred fan, and to win the TIP award was really special. I've brought along quite a few young Thoroughbreds, and I really think that Thoroughbreds have a lot to offer, not just in our sport, but in other sports as well, and oftentimes get overlooked for horses that, you know, have better warm blood breeding or have come in from Europe or whatever. But I think Thoroughbreds have a special drive and heart, and I really enjoy working with them. And so getting that award was really, really satisfying for me.
And next for you, then, I understand, is the training 3-day at Galway, if you can get down the road there with the fires in Southern California. What would be your expectations of him there then, Alison, given how well he's going?
You know, I'm really just hoping that he's going to go out and enjoy that long format and have a good time galloping over some steeplechase fences. You know, if we come home with a ribbon, that would be fantastic. But I think that this is just kind of a logical conclusion to his season for him to go out and have the atmosphere of the jogs and have the fun of the true endurance test on cross country day. And so, you know, I'm really just looking to go and have fun with him.
And then next year, obviously, you'll have a break then, and you'll come out next year and, as I said, go up a level to preliminary. Do you have in mind what that spring season looks like at this point?
Well, you know, that's the plan, and horses always have a way of adjusting your plans for you. So we'll see what he says he's ready for in the spring. My ideal plan would be to come out and maybe do one more training to kind of get his feet wet to begin the season again. And then if he's feeling really confident and ready, then we'll move up to preliminary. But we'll see what Mucho thinks about all that.
I'm sure he'll have something to say, but for the time being, you've had a wonderful end to this season already, Alison, winning that five-year-old young event horse division. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And we turn now to the East Coast champions as Courtney Cooper joins us to tell us about her Excel Start Time to Shine, who took the four-year-old championship title with a score of 91.30 from a field of 27 starters. Congratulations on winning the title.
Thank you very much. She was excellent.
Well, obviously, that is a big achievement to put on the CV of any young horse. But what does this really mean to you to add that to his resume?
Well, you know, the horse went out and did his job, and I think he shows a lot of promise for the future. And so last year I was fortunate to win it as well. Unfortunately, that horse was affected by the weather a bit on Thursday and so didn't perform very well. But this horse, I think, has all the pieces of the puzzle to go and perform at the top levels. And so it's really helpful because I have a group of owners who have supported me on the horse, and it's nice for them to get some validation that we're buying the right type of horses and I'm doing a good job training the horse. And so it's pretty exciting for everybody.
Well, you have quite a few horses come through your hands. So tell me what stood out about this particular horse for you when you first saw him.
So when I first saw him, it was December of last year, and he was a big, loose, free-moving three-year-old, and my partners in Ireland had him, and we watched him pre-jump, and he just had all the right pieces to the puzzle. And I was fortunate enough to sit on him and, you know, be there at the right time and the right place, and I thought, well, let's see what this one will do. And so he came over, and he kept putting, you know, sort of his best foot forward and trying really hard. He went to Aiken in December with all the other horses right after they had arrived. And he, you know, he's just gone from strength to strength. He was rather weak as a young horse. Not that he's old now, but certainly in February, March, April, May, you might have looked at him and said, it's a very attractive horse, but I'm not sure, you know, all of the pieces are going to come together. But we kept chipping away and working on exercises and getting them stronger. And he's really come on in the last couple of months.
Coming into this competition then, what did you feel were his strengths, and what did you make you feel confident? Was that the kind of result that you were expecting?
So our program was, the horses have been going, the four-year-olds have been doing novice, and sort of just working away at novice and seeing different things. And we took them down to the American Eventing Championships in Kentucky with the idea of giving them a little bit more atmosphere and seeing how they handled that. Because a lot of horses, when they get in the atmosphere and they're young, they sort of tune off or check out. And so we did that with the idea that he would get some exposure down there. He went very, very well down there, and he actually ended up winning it, the novice horse, which was super exciting. And then we moved him up to training, and he did a couple of trainings, and unfortunately at his competition before the Young Event Horse Championships, he was going around great guns on the cross country and just super, and the second to last water was just a simple drop into water, and he totally misread it and cantered right into it and basically fell on his face. And it was a rather shocking and abrupt end to our cross country. So I have to tell you, before coming, I was a little concerned that I didn't know what he would do at the water. We had schooled it, obviously, between the last competition and Fair Hill. But you sort of don't know what's going to happen until you get out there and you're galloping and your blood's up and what happens. And so he was really good. I was very pleased with him. Overall, I would say the best thing about this horse is his mental side. He is a very good competitor. He's very happy to work. He is just a gentleman about sort of handling the pressures of daily training and sort of working on the little details and doing lots of transitions and understanding, you know, what he needs to do. And if he doesn't understand, sort of trying to go through it, and he doesn't tune out, which is a huge thing for me.
What did you like about him in terms of his paces and his rideability then?
When I bought him, the thing I loved most about him, I tend to buy a very good walk. I like a big, rangy walk with a good overstep. And then I like a canter that's real loose and has a lot of hind legs stepping under. And so those were the two sort of standout things for me. His trot is good, above average, but his walk and his canter are excellent. And in terms of rideability, he's always been a very soft horse in the mouth and in the connection. But until, like I said, about July of this year, he really didn't have the strength to carry his whole package, you know, and so he would come off the bridle a little bit, come behind the leg, get in front of the leg, come above the bit. You know, there wasn't a whole, you know, I couldn't go in and do a whole dressage test because we didn't have the strength to do it. So he'd have some movements that were eights and some movements that were four. And then sort of towards the end of July, he'd gotten a break in June, and sort of at the end of July and August and into September and October, he just got a little bit stronger and stronger, and it all sort of came together at the right moment.
And he got 9.6 out of possible 10 for his general impression. What do you put that down to? Is he a big horse?
He is a big horse. He's about 16.3. I would say that, like I said, the best thing about that horse was I picked up a canter and I didn't have to do a whole lot. You know, I picked up a canter. He has a great natural rhythm. He has a good balance right now. He's gotten pretty adjustable, even though he's a big, sort of lanky youngster. And he was just lovely. You know, he just didn't miss a beat. I was able to show jump the show jumps. And then we had a left-hand turn to the first cross-country fence. And he opened up his step. And then from that point forward, he just, you know, looked down to the jumps. It's all very... At this point, it's all very easy for him, which is exciting for the future.
Well, what does that future look like for him now?
So he'll go to Aiken, and we'll probably start him at the Pine Top in February, and he'll do some training and work away at that. I'm a big believer that the horses need a very strong base on them. That's sort of the novice and training work. So he'll do a little bit of that. He'll come home. I would imagine what we've done with our horses in the past is they come home, they have a little break when we come home from Aiken, just because we do a lot of competing down in Aiken, and it's a lot of intense work for them. So we'll have a little break sort of the end of April. Then I'll get picked back up, do some more work in May and June, probably have some time off in late June, July again, when the ground in the Mid-Atlantic tends to go a little bit hard. And then he'll get picked back up, hopefully do the AECs at training level, and then come back for the five-year-olds and, again, probably move up to preliminary right before the five-year-old championships, and maybe end the year with one or two preliminaries, and then, you know, start his six-year-old year as a preliminary horse and do a year of preliminary and a year of intermediate, hopefully, and then a year of advanced, and then, you know, he's on about his career.
And he's obviously going to stay in your barn then with that kind of plan.
I hope so. Like I said, I have a group of individuals who have supported me, and some people are still joining, and they're very excited about this horse, and I have two other horses in the group with them. So it's a fun place to be, and the whole idea is to build that string back up. Unfortunately, I've had sort of a rash of injuries and horses not wanting to do the sport, and so all of my upper level horses have sort of gone away in the last 18 months, and so it's been a rebuilding year for me.
And finally, for anyone listening who may be thinking of joining this program there, Courtney, what would you say to them? What did you feel the most useful for a young horse?
I really like the Young Event Horse program. We've been big supporters of it, and I think it's a great way to get a young horse out to go do basically a mini event, do a dressage test. We don't have the confirmation now on the qualifiers, which I think it makes it easier and makes it less of a busy day. And then you do some show jumping, you do some cross country. The horses get a really good taste in their mouth when they leave, because it's all very low key. And so if you get a qualifying score, that's fantastic. I ended up, our farm ended up qualifying 13 horses for the 4 and 5 year olds, but we just took 5 because I think the other thing you need to have in the back of your mind is that the championships are our championships, And so you don't want to take something that is unprepared. And so, you know, a lot of our four-year-olds were just a little too green. And I thought to myself, if I take them in the atmosphere of Fair Hill right now, it's going to backfire. But the ones we took, they did well. They came out better horses at the end of the day, and the competition was quite good. I think that the best thing about it is that it really does allow you to see a lot of good quality horses. And if you're in the competition, fantastic. If you're an observer, you can go and you can watch a lot of really good horses, and you can and sort of pick and choose, you know, what type you like, and sort of see where the horses go and progress. And I have to say the four-year-old class this year was pretty impressive. I don't think there was one under a score of 8 for confirmation. You know, they were all good gallopers and jumpers, and I think it bodes well.
Well, it obviously bodes well for your horse's future winning those championships. So again, congratulations, Courtney, and thanks for taking time to come on the show.
No worries. Thank you very much.
And finally, we're joined by the rider of the East Coast five-year-old champion, Jenny Brannigan, who partnered her student Alisa Phillips, FEI Celestino, who she bought from Clayton Fredericks, the five-year-old Mecklenburg gelding by Saint-Martin out of Antigon, was the only horse to earn a perfect 30 for his cross country and the only horse to do so in both classes. The five-year-old Mecklenburg gelding by Saint-Martin out of Antigon scored 88.78 from a field of 36 starters. Jenny, hi, welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Hi there. Happy to be a part.
Well, it looks like you had a rather nice ride on that young five-year-old horse. How did you get the ride in the first place?
I've been training Alisa Phillips now for 2 years, and early in the spring, she said that she was interested in learning how to train a young horse. So I had been at Clayton looking at horses, and actually with Catherine Coleman as well, and I really liked that horse for her, and I ended up buying a horse for me and a horse for her. So she's been riding him most of the season. I've only competed him once prior to Fair Hill, but he's been in my barn the whole time and in training with me, so I'm very familiar with him, but he's really a lovely, lovely horse.
Well, he certainly is, and what a perfect 30 for his cross country. You must have enjoyed riding a horse that picks himself up in front like he does.
Yeah, he really consistently jumps just fantastic, and you know, when you're thinking about finding a horse for your students, you obviously want to feel like they're going to be safe, and definitely feel like that. He's just such a lovely classical jumper.
So when you first saw him, Jenny, what was it that stood out for you? What were those moments that turned your head and made you decide that this was the horse for Alisa?
He definitely, you see him straight away and you're just like, you know, he's got that it factor of a horse. He's got a beautiful eye, his confirmation's wonderful, and the balance in his movement, especially in the canter, I thought was fantastic for a four-year-old. And I just really loved his personality as well. He's actually turned out to be a bit sharper than we originally thought, but that's a good thing in my opinion. So, Catherine Coleman was with me. She's picked out a lot of horses for different people, like Flora Harris and Hannah Sue and Lynn Zemanski. So, I brought her along the second time I sat on him, and, it was nice to have someone that I trust confirm that he's such a lovely horse. So it was just no question, really. The second I sat on him, I said, well, this will get sold straight away. he was just that nice of a horse.
So how long had he been in the barn then, Jenny? And what had you been doing with him as the trainer leading up to this? Because obviously this was a goal for the fall season.
Yeah, so Alisa actually qualified him in Ocala, which I think the owners were really neat because they usually bump up the difficulty of the qualifiers as the year goes on. But he'd only done one training level with Alisa prior to doing the Event Horse Championships. And I think that the championships are actually quite a steep ask, pardon me, for a young horse. So she had gone to Morven and rode him in the training level while I was at Bucalo. And she said he'd like jumped her out of the pack nearly in the show jumping, so she had to circle. But just having boys nearby to school him and whatnot. He's just such a wonderful jumper that you're really more trying to just have him be confident and not over jump things, especially for the future. So I schooled him before she took him to Morven, obviously, and then took him again to Boyd's right when I got back from Buchla before I went over to Fairhill. And he's always just been such a willing horse that Clayton posted a picture of him jumping as a four-year-old in his cross-country field, and he's jumping like this big vertical in the water. I'm thinking, I wouldn't even do that with my four-year-old now. So he just has that kind of viewpoint him in front of a jump, he's going to want to jump it. So, but just getting him soft and really rideable has been my main goal for the, in training him, especially for Alyssa. And, cause he can sometimes like overly jump in front, and then for, you know, normal young horse things, the softer he is, the more he follows through behind and whatnot. And I was really pleased that that obviously showed, at Fairhill.
How much does his breeding come into play, Jenny, especially in that initial selection?
Well, I'm a person that believes that obviously an event horse for the top level needs to have a fair bit of blood. What I don't always agree with is going just off of paper. I've got some warm bloods that, like my Ibella horse that goes advanced, she is so much blood, but on paper she doesn't. So, and also with breeding, I'm becoming more educated with it as it goes on, especially being enrolled in racehorses and then now having quite a few mares that I've bred. But I tend to go off of just how I feel with the horse. Like the breeding, it could mean nothing to me at times. Like if I love the horse and I think it's got a good look in its eye, I would pick that over going off of just its blood on paper. But I will say the more I'm educated in breeding, there's certain traits that come through. I've ridden now like fourth generation horses of the Gardeners, where I've ridden their mom and now I've ridden three of the babies. And I think that there is a stamp that is left, but I don't go just off of paper by any means. I think that as a horseman, for me personally, I go off of how the horse feels. And like if I set on one at Clayton's, which I've done quite a few times before, if I love it and I think it's got enough blood, looking at its breeding is actually what I sometimes will do last. Like if I loved the horse, it wouldn't turn me off of it if it's not bred slash. For instance, Gimbalda, when he was horse of the year, but way back in the day, Ireland called me and they're like, oh, there's four of the top 10 horses in America are Irish bred and yours is bred like the worst. All of them, and they're telling me all these things, and I'm like, oh yeah, okay. But I do think, you know, the breeding does come through, so I think it's something definitely to take into consideration. But I personally think that going off of how you feel and as far as the blood and liking a horse is more important. That being said, he does have like 60% blood, so, or it's like 52 or 54. So I would not be pleased to know that something doesn't have any blood in it, or it doesn't have like Dutch lines or something that would give it blood. Do take that into account.
How much does that 4 to 5 year old year with a young horse, how does that performance, the way he's coming along, Jenny, how much does that inform his overall potential for you?
Well, for me, I know like for this year, my 4 year olds that I brought to the competition were like not as well prepared as, you know, the four is tough because you go and you get these horses going, but like Fairhill's, it's quite a lot to ask. And even the F.E. Celestino horse and the dressage, it was very, very windy and rainy, and the flags were flapping, and that really upset even him in the dressage. So I think that as you produce them between 4 and 5, especially with him, it's more just making sure their mind's good and seeing their reactions to things. And going then to Fairhill, it's quite a big ask. And I think coming away from that, I always rated the horse, obviously, but it's just nice to know that they're going to step up and, you know, you're jumping corners and tricaners and jumping into the water. And, you know, there's just a little bit of atmosphere for sure in the dressage, especially with the wind. And it's nice to know that they have the mind for that. And I think that's really important. It's neat. The event horse program helps bring that along.
Well, looking at his future now, as you continue to train him with Alyssa, what's the future look like for him in the immediate future and then maybe through next year?
Well, he's on vacation right now, and he actually was on vacation and only did a novice and a training going into Fairhill because he was on vacation this summer. I just believe in giving horses a break. So he's on vacation right now. Alyssa will be finishing up with college and be around full-time in the spring. So she's definitely her horse, and while I enjoy getting to compete her horses at times, I look at it as I'm just trying to produce them in the best way for her, not really necessarily like I'm hoping to. Obviously I loved getting to ride him, but she'll be taking over the ride on him, and I'll just continue to help train him, and if I ever need to sit on him, I'd be happy to. But if he has a shot to go to France, she'll be in the irons, not me. So it's just for me all about seeing her learn to become a better horseman and carry on, and I'm really proud of her for, you know, wanting to get a young horse and do that. That's how I've produced all of mine, and I think it's really important.
Well, by going to France, you mean that he's now, of course, one of the leading contenders for the Holkamp Turner Grant Young Event Horse Le Lion d'Angers Prize and Grant, which is awarded to the highest scoring horse from the Young Event Horse 5-year-old championships that is qualified. So that, on top of his CV already, would really set him up for a very promising future, Jenny, this horse.
Yes, and I do believe that he's the type of horse that we could have that in the back of our minds. But at the end of the day, I know what the ask that is for a horse. And I, with all my horses, try to just go off of what I feel like they're ready to actually do. So, definitely be having that in the back of our heads. Chris Turner, someone I actually consider a friend in the sport. And she sponsors Boyd, and I've gotten to know her quite a bit more since she sponsored the Pollards, and she texted me when he won and said congratulations. So it was a bummer when Twilight Sleskling got the grant and couldn't go to Leon, even though we had aimed him for it. So hopefully get a little bit of redemption with Effie. So,
Yeah, well, definitely. And in summary, Jenny, where would you set these championships, the Young Event Horse program, in the context and the value that it has to promising event horses, potential event horses in this country?
Well, I was laughing because I remember back in the day when Matt Flynn was doing all this, and I would never do the Young Event Horse classes. And I said, what's the point in doing this? Like, I don't really believe in it. I feel like, maybe some of the horses getting picked out aren't necessarily going to be top ones for the future. And since then, the program's just, I know between Robin Walker and then he's really into horses being more a blood type, not necessarily horses that are just going to be for winning the Young Event Horse, like Stella Artois, and get qualified for the Young Event Horse. Since then, I think that the judging on it's gone way up, and I think that's a massive thing for the future. Obviously having Mr. Ryan over is fantastic, and Lucinda Green, I've talked to her at length about the Young Event Horse program, and obviously they've had some fantastic judges, William Mickle and Ian Stark. So I'm really excited that how much it's improved, and I think that it's a really, really wonderful thing to do with these young horses, and having the Turner, the Holkamp Turner Grant as an incentive, I think is absolutely fantastic. It really has made people think about trying to push to use the grant and do it. And I love that they give a bigger incentive for an American bred horse. Obviously Effie Celestino is not that, but Twilight Sleskling was. So I just think the whole program's really had a huge change, and now obviously I'm a huge believer in it. So I think it's fantastic.
Well, again, congratulations on winning the championships there. And I'm sure that was a ride that you'll always remember.
Definitely. I've had great memories riding the young horses there, and the ones that have done well have all stepped up and had a upper level future. So I know Hopscotch, Luna, Todd Sesquim, and now Effie Celestino have all been champion or reserve champion there, and they've all gone on to, obviously we don't know yet with Mr. Dwight, as we call him, in the barn, but the other three have all gone on to be top level event horses. So I think for me at least, it's really proving to the proof's in the pudding for the class. So, and I think it was very exciting to have two thoroughbreds in the top three. I loved that. So it's great.
Absolutely. Well, you had two rides in the 5-year-old and in the 4-year-old. So quite a weekend for you.
Yes, it was definitely busy.
Well, thanks for taking the time to come on the show, Jenny. I really appreciate it, and congratulations again on getting that ride.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, and huge shout out to Clayton as well. He's really found some fantastic horses for us.
And there you have our 2019 Young Event Horse Champions from the East and West Coast. Congratulations to all of them. And thank you to Amber, Allison, Courtney and Jenny for coming on the show this week. You can find a lot more information with photos and reports of the championships on our website at useventing.com. And be sure to follow on social media at US Eventing to keep up with all the latest news as it happens here at the US Eventing Association. And for those of you who are new to the podcast, just know that you can actually listen both online and on the go. You can find us at US Eventing Association's official podcast on any podcast app. But if you prefer to listen on the computer, then just go to the website useventing.com and look for podcasts under the media tab. Until the next time, thank you for listening wherever you are in the world, and enjoy your eventing.